How do you get your thing
up? I don't know. I've never opened it before.
So, which one is the motor?
Which one's the motor? Yeah, you're an expert.
Well, at least I have like a specific theory. What's important is that we move forward with this and not linger on what's wrong with the car or whose fault this is, because it's clearly your fault.
Whoa, wait.
What?
What?
Well, here's how it happened, Neil. We went through the McArby's drive-thru, and I asked you to hold on to my fries while I was driving, but you kept trying to shove them onto me. You put the fries onto my lap. I distinctly told you not to put the fries on my lap because I cannot drive with food in my lap. I need both hands to drive. So then you were like, whatever, and dropped them into my lap. And what do you think happened, Neil? They spilt all over the car and onto my legs. So now I have fries all over my lap, and next thing we know, we're stranded on the side of the road.
That's not how it happened at all, and you know it. This is how it happened.
We're driving along, and you see that girl. What's her name? Barbara? Yeah, you're always talking about her. Oh, look, there's Barbara. Let's turn around. And then we go by Barbara again.
Hey, check out my hot ride.
Talking about her amazing rack.
Or what'd you call them?
Her woobly booblies. And then you run over the pothole thing. Remember? That was like, Leland, watch out for that. And you're all talking about her boobies. What's wrong with my car? Why are there fries in my lap? You did this. So basically, while you're freaking out about a little french fry and watching Barbara Macarilla's boobs.
Freaking out about a little french fry? It's called chaos theory, Neil. Can I see your hand? Okay, look, I dropped this fry down one side of your hand. We don't know which way it's gonna go, do we? Boom! Chaos theory. Now let's say you take a french fry and put it on my crotch. Now that searing french fry has fried the flesh on my leg hair. Therefore, this altered leg hair is susceptible towards trapping pieces of gum. I try to pull off the gum and I cut myself. That blood ends up in the street. My uncle, who's a scientist, sees it and decides to launch an investigation at this location, digs up the sidewalk, finds a whole vault full of gold, thereby making him the richest man in America, and capitalizing on that profit, he starts drilling for oil in Alaska. And when that happens, it changes the migratory pattern of the short-tailed albatross, which slightly alters the tropical current, creating a mild temperature change. And pretty soon, we have tsunamis covering the eastern seaboard and completely submerging the Statue of Liberty. This bad weather causes Barbara Macarelli to wear a slightly tighter sweater, which distracts me while I'm driving and leads us to our current predicament. Because you're stupid, freaking french fry!
Hey! Here's your chaos, huh?
Hey there.
Is that really necessary?
I don't know, was it? You boys having some car trouble today?
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah, I think it's the motor.
Well, you better get it fixed and fast. There's a tsunami on the way. What?
But we're in Iowa.
Yes, we are. Guess you guys shouldn't have got so crazy happy throwing around the french fries. Now, should you?